Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Dave Pigon, a respected advocate for leadership and personal growth. He's dedicated his career to empowering individuals to reach their full potential and become the best versions of themselves. As the founder and current president of Pigon One Consulting, his company specializes in leadership and individual development, helping clients to unlock their capabilities and succeed. He's also the author of Win the 16. And Mr. Pigon, thanks for joining us here today.
Eric, please call me Dave. It's a pleasure to be on your show today.
You're more than welcome. Great to have you on, and thanks so much for your time as well. So your book, Win the 16, helps people take advantage of our waking hours. Can you explain what that means to kick things off today?
Sure, Eric. Absolutely. I'd love to. Win the 16 is a program, as well as it's a book now. I've been doing it with my clients now for a while, and then I finally had the courage and to get out of my comfort zone, Eric, and work on my own growth mindset, because I talk a lot about that and write a book. I'm a first-time author. And Win the 16 is, sleep is good for all of us, even for those tough individuals who don't believe they need it. The data supports we all should be getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep, no matter what our age. So I split the difference, and I came up with 16 waking hours to be our best selves. And that's just not professionally when I talk about winning your 16. That's personal, too. That's mind and body. That's health. That's encompassing all parts of our aspect of trying to be our best selves and winning early in the day. I always tell people, try to win the day by 10 a.m. in the morning, because life gets complicated, unforeseen challenges are going to occur, and family members, employees, clients, and numerous people, not intentionally, but sometimes they take a lot of time out of our day, Eric. So that's what Win the 16 is I help people, give some strategies and ideas to take little steps to optimize their day to ultimately try to be their best self, personally and professionally.
Well, I can tell you right now, a lot can happen by 10 a.m. for sure. So this is very interesting and much needed message to hear. Now, although you've done a lot of work with leaders in large organizations, how does your book apply to the small business owner and entrepreneurs out there?
So when I talk to my marketing team about this, it's funny. My Win the 16 is for everybody, Eric. It's for students. It's for plumbers. It's for lawyers, it's for small businesses, it's for teachers, it's for everybody. And the marketing team looks at me and they say, that's good and that's bad. Good, it really can't help anybody, because this is about everyone's own personal development, personally and professionally. But also, we're here in a world where everyone likes to be specialized. And they're like, I don't know. So I had a big laugh with them. I said, well, it is what it is. This really can help anybody who has a desire to try to untap that unknowing potential we all have in ourselves, Eric, in different aspects of our life.
Also, Dave, the book is applicable to nearly anyone who wants to be more productive in their personal lives. What advice do you have for them along those lines?
Yes, and I want to say this loud and clear to everybody. Many people are doing great out there, Eric. So this is not for those people that feel like they're struggling, just. And those people out there who feel like they're struggling, or they believe they're, or know they're struggling, this will have some small steps. This will also have steps and help for people like you, Eric, who are thriving out there. It gives ideas on how to work with time management, because I don't know anybody who tells me time is on their side. Time is elusive. It gets away from all of us. And some days we're just hanging on. This book will gives people ideas and content on why time is so challenging to us, as well as ideas at how we might be able to find some time. This book will give people ideas. How can we create a couple more additional habits in our life to make us even better and try to hit that unknowing, unlimited potential we have? As well as it talks about, there might be a habit or two that we might need to eliminate for our lives. And we talked about early successes, which leads into, I'm a firm believer, Eric, if you can start your day off with some wins, could be as simple as maybe you're somebody who gets up and you don't exercise or you don't really walk, or maybe getting a 10-minute walk outside would be a nice success, which an early success can cascade and lead to more successes. It's about that positive mindset, Eric. And there's just many different accountabilities in there about not just being accountable to ourselves, but getting others to help us on the journey and being what we call an accountability friend or buddy. So I gave you a lot there, so I'll stop and let you ask another question.
It's all good, and thanks for your thorough coverage on that today. We're speaking with Dave Pigon, the founder and current president of Pigon One Consulting, that specializes in leadership and individual development, helping clients to unlock their capabilities and succeed. He's also the author of Win the 16, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Win the 16 also provides support and motivation when your willpower slips. What advice do you have when that happens?
I have my own podcast. I co-host, my brother is an anesthesiologist, past chief medical officer at University Health. And he says it all the time. He's now more focused away from goals and motivation and more on habits and discipline. And that answers your question. It's habits and discipline that when we have those things and we have good habits, and we've created a life for ourselves, we're more disciplined than not. Good things happen, Eric, to achieve our priorities, our goals, because we're not always going to have that willpower, and we're not always going to be motivated and inspired. I define it in the book to me, and this is just me. We all have to find, I want to say this here, we all have to find what our own Win the 16 is. My Win the 16 is not going to be yours. And yours is not going to be mine. The book and the content gives people ideas to maybe think of things on their own. And for inspiration and motivation, what motivates and inspires you might not me, but what we both can have in common is we both can create good habits, and we can work on our discipline, because that is a skill as well. So if we put those in place, in the book, I define this as when I look in the mirror and every ounce of my mind and body does not want to do something that I know I should be doing, that is when my good habits and discipline kicks in and looks right back in the mirror and says, no, you will do it, and you will do it right now. And those are the kind of things that's hard for all of us, but little steps every day, if we build on things and create discipline, how do we do that? Every day, if we can do something routinely, it might only be 5 minutes. To me, Eric, I struggle with breathing and meditating. So for me to do that every day for 2 to 3 minutes, every day consecutively, is a challenge, because I'm ready to go. That might be a step of working on my own discipline, and it's good for me.
Great example shared right there. Thanks for that. Now, people are pulled in so many directions these days and are also feeling burned out at the same time. What are some steps you suggest to get stronger mentally, physically, and avoid feeling complacent as well?
Absolutely. Let me touch on the complacency first. I want to say, everybody out there listening, we're all on in this expedition of life and journey together. We all have those feelings. And if you have a day where you're just not productive, you almost feel bad and down a little bit, let it go. Double down tomorrow. It's okay. You just don't want to let one day turn into three turn into a week. But I want to say that, and I say that in the book routinely, that it's okay if we fall down, Eric. We just need to get back up. And the people that ultimately get to where they want to go, they're able to identify that and get back on the horse, so to say. So I wanted to hit that right off the bat. But complacency, That's where your accountability buddy, somebody in your life, whether you hire a coach or non-paid coach, those people can be integral in your life. Could be a friend. Eric, you're my new best friend now. It could be you and I checking in with each other, or me reaching out to you saying, hey, I don't have it today, and you giving me something back like you can do it. Though that's critical for complacency. Mental toughness is a skill. Mental toughness is a skill. We all can work on it. Are some people more mentally tough than others? Of course, could be their upbringing, could be their DNA. Absolutely. But it is a skill. And I always recommend to people, create small challenges. I touched on it a little bit. If you tend not to get any exercise or fresh air in the morning, a nice challenge to work on your discipline was commit to it every day, no matter how you feel. Don't care about the weather. I don't care if it's snowing, raining. At 6 a.m., when you get up, you're going to go for a 10-minute walk. Now, people might say, well, I got to get ready for work. Then I will ask you to get up at 5:45 and go take that 10-minute walk. You do that for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month. You are working on that pathway to create mental toughness and discipline. It doesn't matter, Eric, about the actual exercise or what you're doing. It's that repetition and that commitment in doing it when you don't want to do it. For some people, they've gotten away from reading, or maybe reading's hard for them. For them to do that 10 or 15 minutes every day, they would get an imposition on their mental toughness. They would have to not only schedule the days, they'd have to stay committed to it, because time's elusive. And before you know it, the day could be running out. But that helps work on mental toughness.
Thanks for the inside information and inspiration here today. Can't thank you enough for joining us here today, and I'm sure you've inspired and motivated the audience tuning in. If listeners wanted to pick up the book, Win the 16, where's the best place to do so, as well as to get more information on Pygon One Consulting, where is the best place online to do so as well?
Oh, thanks, Eric. Win the 16, Principles and Strategies to Optimize Your Day, is on Amazon. Also, if you need or desire to have a conversation with me, you can reach out to Pygon1, and it's the word 1.com, and I'll spell it for you. P as in Paul, Y-G-O-N, 1-O-N-E.com. And I'd love to hear from you.
And as always, listeners, you can find that link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Dave, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Eric, I appreciate your passion, and I appreciate the opportunity you give people like us to communicate to your audience all over the world. So, Eric, thank you, and I sure wish you and your family a great day and a great rest of your week.
And certainly appreciate that, and you too. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Dave Pygon, the founder and current president of Pygon One Consulting, that specializes in leadership and individual development, helping clients to unlock their capabilities and succeed. He's also the author of Win the 16. And for further information and details, visit pygon1.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.